XPO exceeds Q1 earnings expectations. Greenwich, Connecticut-based XPO Logistics reported its first quarter results on Thursday, exceeding analysts' expectations with a strong performance from its less-than-truckload (LTL) unit. The company's LTL segment won share at above-market rates, contributing to the overall revenue growth. This positive trend suggests that XPO is well-positioned to capitalize on the increasing demand for freight services in the industry. The company's adjusted earnings per share of $1.01 was 13 cents ahead of the consensus estimate and 28 cents higher year-over-year. The adjusted EPS result excluded transaction and restructuring costs, which had a minor impact on the overall performance. Consolidated revenue of $2.1 billion was 7% higher year-over-year and above the $2.04 billion consensus estimate. This growth is largely driven by the LTL segment, which reported a 5% year-over-year increase in revenue to $1.23 billion. The company's LTL unit benefited from a combination of factors, including a slight tonnage increase and a 5% increase in revenue per hundredweight yield. These increases were primarily driven by a 3% rise in daily shipments and a 4% year-over-year increase in yield excluding fuel surcharges. Revenue per shipment, excluding fuel, increased 1% year-over-year, while the change in tonnage was influenced by a 2.7% decline in weight per shipment and a 1% increase in length of haul. These shifts in shipping patterns had a positive impact on the yield metric. The company credits profitable market share gains and above-market pricing growth for its improvements. This suggests that XPO is successfully navigating the competitive landscape to maintain its position as a leading player in the industry. XPO's European transportation segment also reported strong results, with an 11% year-over-year increase in revenue to $868 million. Adjusted EBITDA of $33 million was 3% higher year-over-year. The company's CEO, Mario Harik, expressed confidence in XPO's ability to deliver robust incremental margins and industry-leading operating ratio improvement. He highlighted the potential for compounding earnings growth and accelerating free cash flow generation as freight demand recovers. XPO shares rose 1% in pre-market trading on Thursday following the announcement of its Q1 results. The company will host a call later this week to discuss its performance in more detail. As the industry continues to navigate the complexities of supply chain management, companies like XPO are well-positioned to capitalize on growing demand for freight services. With its strong Q1 performance and solid guidance, XPO is likely to remain a key player in the industry's evolution.